Well, I don't know. My next guest might have something to say about that. And continuing with our Radio Life and Style Women's Month profiles, introducing you to some of the most interesting and dynamic women of the North Coast. Today, in the spotlight, I'm introducing you to a very stylish and well-respected woman from the world of interior decor and design. Debbie Steinhobel is a name that you will no doubt already be familiar with if you move in these stylish circles on the North Coast. And very excited that fairly recently she has branched out under her own brand, her own name, Debbie Steinhobel Interiors, now offering really world-class services, consulting and specialist solutions when it comes to interior decor and design. And she's in the house with me right now on a Wednesday. Debbie, welcome to the microphone. How are you today?
Hi, Mark. Good to be here. Yeah,
great to have you. It's been a little while. We were just talking about when the last time was, and I think it was a telephonic thing during like those weird COVID lockdown days.
I know.
Well, that was a chance for many people to reflect on their interiors, and I'm sure that as a result of that, you've been kept very busy. Am I right?
Totally. You know, people spend a lot more time at home these days, so it's important for them to have their workspace and their place. Space to just feel comfortable and welcoming.
And also, it seems like there's been a big need for people to sort of delineate those spaces, because you want to feel like, you know, when you're in work mode, that you're in your work space, right?
Yes.
And when those two things are kind of blurred, it can be quite hard to switch off and to separate work from life if you're working from home, hey?
Correct, especially if you've got like young children and pets.
Yeah.
I know the cat loves to play on the keyboard, as do the like 9-month-old. So
the struggle is real for many people listening to this will know.
Correct.
But let's talk about your exciting new chapter now with Debbie Steinhobel Interiors. And I'm checking out the Instagram, and I see you've been doing some really, really exciting projects with some very dynamic and well-connected people. What's the journey been like this last couple of months flying the flag as Debbie Steinhobel?
You know, it's so incredible to get back there. You know, I've had relationships with some of our suppliers since 2005, and it just feels like coming home. You know, it's just great to make those connections again. And, you know, I love spending time with clients and finding out what they want and, you know, delivering. And, you know, when you actually deliver the project and they're so happy, it's just the best feeling ever.
And, you know, people, I think, you know, with the rise of Instagram and Pinterest, you know, creating their mood boards, you know, might think that, you know, I've got a knack for this. And then you try and start actually like remodeling your house or redoing a bedroom, and you realize, wow, actually there's a lot more to this. And getting a professional, you know, while you might think you're saving costs, cutting corners, doing it yourself, you realize there's a reason why someone like you, Debbie, is worth the fee that you charge, because you really do take a load off. And you consider all these things that often are an afterthought, or that people only bump into while they're trying to do it themselves, and they realize, oh my gosh, I was totally off the mark with my budget, or I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
And that's why people keep coming back, right?
Correct. I had a lovely interview with Prince Tubbs the other week.
And that's he's a very smooth operator, massive on social media in his own right, eh?
Stylish icon, yeah. And he was saying the same thing, you know, like even though he's like a fashionista, to work in the home space is so different. You know, like he might have bought a sofa that he loves, but then the rug doesn't match, and then he just doesn't know how to finish it off. And, you know, it's so important with your layers and the bones of the house. So, you know, it's best if we get involved at the planning stage, so we can look at the ceiling details, the lighting, the flooring.
And that's often stuff that's totally overlooked. I mean,
yes,
just like lighting in itself, and what a difference that can make to a space. So you're getting the picture. This is a lady who knows the game. Debbie Steinhobel Interiors. Follow her on Instagram like right now. And let's get into our Women's Day questions and find out a little bit more about you, Debbie Steinhobel, the person. And as a successful woman in business, Debbie, do you have any secret productivity hacks or morning routines that keep you energized and on point throughout the day?
Mike, you know, I love waking up and going for a walk in nature. Mm-hmm. I think just settles the nerves and gets, you know, throws some perspective on life. And I am an absolute yoga fundi. During my sabbatical, I did my 200-hour yoga teacher training course.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I taught a few classes, but yeah, I must say I'm you're much better fit for the interior game.
you know what? But clearly, it's a big part of the, I think the Bolito way of life, a very active and connected to nature way of being, and you're a good example of that, a good poster girl for that. So,
we are so fortunate to be living in this beautiful place.
Absolutely, and obviously it informs the work that you do as well. Yes. And looking at your field, obviously you're a pro in the space, but what one skill or talent do you wish you had outside of business?
Oh my gosh, you know, I love music, so I would love to be able to sing and play an instrument. Luckily, I've got my kids involved now, so they're doing the musical instruments, but yeah, you're also from a musical family, so you know.
You know what, I think everyone can sing in the shower.
Yeah.
let it rip.
Until your husband says no more karaoke for you, Debs.
Oh. Gavin, why do you have to rain on the parade? Oh, man. But looking at your top three qualities that you think have contributed most to your success in business, what would you say those are?
Oh, you know what? I'm a people's person. I love people. I love dealing with the suppliers, being kind to the staff, and also dealing with the clients. Mm. And, I'm good with money. You know, like, I think money makes the world go round. You need to be careful with what you do with it, how you spend it, you know, paying your suppliers first.
And that's, you know, again, to have that business dimension along with the creativity is so important in building a brand and a reputation.
Yes.
And
an eye for detail, and also I love beautiful things. So, you know, just that curating, inquisitive, like finding the next best thing.
And then staying abreast.
Inspired and, yeah.
Amazing. And if you had to travel back in time to the beginning of your career, is there any advice that you'd give your younger self?
You know what? I think when you're starting out, it just seems like so vast. And I think, you know, just don't sweat the small stuff. Just stay focused on your plan. And, you know, you will end up where you're meant to belong. So
I love the philosophical musing. And on a Wednesday morning, the 23rd, if you're just catching the tail end of our interview, I'm chatting to Debbie Steinhobel, the lady behind Debbie Steinhobel Interiors. And if you are looking to get that expert eye and professional assistance when it comes to luxury interior decor and specialist design offerings, magnificent turnkey solutions, kind of any project, whatever size or scope, you're willing to take on the challenge. Am I right, Debbie?
Correct. You know, my best is when the clients just arrive with their suitcases and everything's there. The kitchen's done, the scatters are puff, pluff, the candles are lit.
And they can just start living.
100%.
Wow, that's the Debbie Steinhobel Interiors difference. And what's the smartest way for folks to connect and to start that conversation with you, Debbie?
Well, as you mentioned, they can look at my Instagram page. I'm just starting out, so there's not a lot on there. But otherwise, they can give me a call or drop me a line on email.
Absolutely. But don't let the Instagram, the fresh Instagram page fool you. With a track record going back to 2005 in the industry, Debbie's got an extensive professional network, and you know, that you can't buy experience. So you're in good hands with Debbie Steinhobel Interiors. And Debbie, looking forward to chatting again on the radio and getting your tips on, you know, we're heading into spring now. We've got to talk seasonal style very soon. What do you say?
100%.
You heard it on radio, Life and Style, and bringing you back to the music. Ah, here's a classic from